Democratic Governor Janet Mills has picked the executive director of Maine Farmland Trust to become the commissioner of the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. Mills will nominate Amanda Beal to lead an agency that oversees a wide range of interests, including land conservation, commercial farming, and the state's once mighty wood products industry. As Steve Missler reports, Beal's nomination is being applauded by conservation groups, while members of the forest products industry say they are hoping she'll be receptive to their concerns.
Beal, the daughter of a dairy farmer, became the director of Maine Farmland Trust in 2015. The organization boasts having conserved tens of thousands of acres that could have been developed for other purposes. As head of the organization, Beal has also promoted sustainable local farming, framing the Maine movement as a socioeconomic, environmental, and healthcare-related issue.
Food, how it is produced and how it is accessed, is one of the most important issues facing us today. But as a state and as a nation, we don't treat it that way, particularly not on the policy front.
Speaking at an event sponsored by Maine Magazine last fall, Beal argued for the need to integrate farming and food policy with other big policy issues.
Instead, our policymakers, they wrestle with issues like health care costs, with siloed thinking, unable to recognize that our food policy plays a major role in that and other key issues that we face.
I don't know Amanda Beal.
Patrick Strauch is the director of the Maine Forest Products Council, an industry group that represents the state's influential forest products industry. It's a sector worth over $8 billion, and according to a 2016 study, employed over 33,000 people. And Strauch says forest products producers participate in a global market, one that may be unfamiliar to Beal.
So I look forward to talking to Amanda and seeing if she understands the magnitude of the responsibility ahead of her.
Meanwhile, the Maine League of Conservation Voters is thrilled with Mills' pick. LCV's Maureen Druin says Beal's background is perfect for the agency.
I think Amanda's experience growing up on a dairy farm, her knowledge and deep expertise in food systems, and her background in working farmland conservation at Maine Farmland Trust make her an exceptional candidate.
Druin, whose organization last year spent nearly $1.5 million boosting Democratic candidates, including Mills, says conservation issues received short shrift under the LePage administration.
There were attacks on programs like the Land for Maine's Future program, a focus on increased timber harvesting on public lands.
The divergent response to Beal's nomination highlights the difficulty she could encounter balancing the competing interests that fall under the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. The agency was consolidated during the LePage administration, despite concerns that interest groups would lose their voice in a larger department. It's now the target of legislation that seeks to break the agency apart. Governor Mills has been lukewarm about the proposal, but she's enthusiastic about Beal, who owns a woodlot and is steeped in farming.
She's got dirt under her nails. She's also smart, academically smart. She's a people person.
Mills acknowledges that the agency Beal could oversee manages competing interests, but she says there are offices within the agency dedicated to each issue, and Beal will build a team of deputy directors to meet those needs.
I am not going to allow state government to neglect our stewardship of public lands. I'm not going to allow state government to fall down on our responsibility to market and support our commodities to the fullest extent, whether it's blueberries or potatoes or the dairy industry, or to fail to manage our forests and public lands sustainably, economically, and appropriately in all respects.
Beal's nomination, as well as Mills' 13 other cabinet picks, must be confirmed by the state Senate. Confirmation hearings will be held later this month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.